Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We are off and running here on the best day of the sports calendar. I even got a little distracted because I'm so excited for these games. And I'm excited for Creighton because we got them at +2.5. And they are up 47-27 right now on Louisville. Minute 40 to go in the first half. We also got High Point and Purdue underway. Purdue's up 18-14. They're a 9.5-point favorite. Purdue closed about 7.5. So if you want some value on High Point, you're starting to get to the point where maybe you think about buying in. I think Louisville's looking like a great second half bet. If you're like me and you're holding some Creighton +2.5, I mean, if you can get Louisville +10.5, 11.5, 12.5, I think that could be a good look. So I would look at the Cardinals potentially second half bet. I think that's a nice buy. Even if you want to take some money line at +525, I mean, these 8-9 games are usually so close, right? They go back and forth. I think that Creighton's been hot this first half. They're knocking down over 50% of their shots. They're knocking down their threes. So I think they, looking at Louisville for the second half would be a good look. That live total as well, 162.5. I think looking at a live under there will be a good look as well. So we're going to monitor these games over the next 28 minutes. We're also going to talk about the rest of the games coming up on this Thursday slate. We're going to dive into Friday's slate of games, and we're going to give out our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well, and let us know what you're betting today, what you're betting tomorrow. If you have anything on either of these games going on, we're certainly going to keep an eye on everything. So as I mentioned, got Creighton +2.5. I think Louisville would be a good look at the +11.5, +12.5. I think right now, Purdue High Point, at this point for me, still a stay away. I didn't touch the game. I did take Purdue team total over at 81.5. Both good offensive teams, both really struggle on defense. I thought that matchup favored Purdue. Now, that's not to say High Point can win a game 89-88 or something like that, but I felt good about Purdue getting in the 80s. So those are my two bets that I have going on in these games. Coming up after these two, our next game up is going to be Montana and Wisconsin in the 3-14 game. Badgers 16.5-point favorites with a total of 152.5. I like Wisconsin in this game. I laid the 16.5 with the Badgers. Montana, according to KenPom, is rated lower than every 15 seed in the field this year. I mean, they're not a very good. They're the weakest of the 14 seeds. And Wisconsin, you know, this is a team. The weakness of their team is that they don't force turnovers on defense. But against Montana, I really don't think that's going to kill them. Montana's defense is terrible, one of the worst defenses in the field. So I think Wisconsin's offense is going to be able to score. I would lay the big number with the Badgers, -16.5. Then we got a couple of games involving the one seeds after that. We got Houston against SIU Edwardsville and Auburn against Alabama State. I would attack both of those games the same way. Houston, first half, -16.5. Auburn first half, minus 19.5. The thought is that both of those teams are banged up, right? Certainly Houston with Juwan Roberts. He got injured in the Big 12 tournament, missed the last couple games, was in a walking boot after the championship. And they obviously don't really want to play him today, if at all, and should be able to take care of business against SIU Edwardsville. So I think it's imperative for Houston to get off to a hot start, be winning this game by 25 at halftime so they can pull the starters later in the second half. And the same thing for Auburn, right? I mean, you just went through a grind, a gauntlet in the SEC, playing good team after good team after good team. Broome's not 100%. Baker Mazzara isn't 100% as well. Denver Jones had missed a game or two towards the end of the regular season. So I would look at Auburn and Houston to cover the first half spreads. We have reached halftime in Creighton and Louisville. Blue Jays up 49-34. Louisville did hit a three, though, to end the half, so maybe that gives them a little momentum. Again, that 11.5 with the Cardinals, I think, is a really good play. Purdue and High Point tied up at 20 right now with 9 minutes to go. As for the other games coming up as well later on today, Clemson and McNeese State. I like Clemson plus 7.5. I was leaning towards Clemson, laying the points with them. But what's transpired over the last 24 hours with Will Wade taking the job at NC State, I think a lot of people now probably feel like McNeese isn't going to show up because their coach is leaving them out to dry. What does McNeese care that their coach is leaving, right? In this era that we're in with the NIL portal and teams constantly shuffling and changing personnel every single year, these guys are in the tournament. This was their goal. And so they know that Will Wade's their coach for this game and however many games they win moving forward. I like McNeese plus the 7.5. I think the money line might be worth a look as well. I also like the under in this game. We talked about it yesterday. McNeese played three teams this season in the non-conference that all those games went under. Bama game, 72-64. The Liberty game was 62-58. They played Mississippi State. That was 66-63. Some low-scoring games. That's how McNeese is able to hang with these tournament-caliber teams, these Power 4 teams. So I like under 134.5 today in Clemson and McNeese. Love VCU today, plus 2.5 against BYU. VCU, terrific defensive team. Top 5 in defensive efficiency in the entire country. Top 25 in guarding the 3-point line. Those are two things you need to do if you want to stop BYU, and I think they're going to be able to do it. Their head coach is really good, and Ryan Odom, he was the head coach for UMBC when they knocked off Virginia when they were a 16 seed. So I like VCU today, plus the 2.5. And then Gonzaga, Georgia should be a good game. I like the over at 115.5. Certainly when you think of Gonzaga, you know all their teams can score, but it's Georgia's offense who has emerged here as of late. For their last 5 games, they have scored 75 points or more. Before that, they only scored more than 75 in 2 of their previous like 16 SEC games. So Georgia's offense has figured it out. They're playing really well, going up against Gonzaga, who can score. I like over 115.5, and I think Gonzaga's a great money line parlay piece today with some of the games we got coming up later on this card, which we will get to as we dive into some of the late games that I like on this Thursday. We'll start 6:50 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be the 2-seed Tennessee going up against the 15-seed Wofford. Tennessee, an 18.5-point favorite with the total of 133.5. I like Wofford in the first half against Tennessee tonight, plus 11.5. Put yourself in the mind of Tennessee, right? You just played in the SEC tournament. Your last 2 games were against Auburn, the number 1 overall seed, and Florida, who's the co-favorites along with Duke to win the national title. That's why you go to Tennessee. That's why you play in the SEC, to play in those games, to play against those caliber of teams. So from going to play Auburn and Florida, now you got to turn around 5 days later and go up against Wofford in the SoCon. If Tennessee comes out and they treat this game like it's an SEC game, we're probably going to lose our bet. I'm expecting, though, there to be a little complacency, maybe a little sluggish start from Tennessee. We know they can struggle on offense at times. They play at a bottom 20 pace in college basketball as well, and Wofford's going to shoot a lot of threes in this game. So if Wofford starts hot, Tennessee's a little sluggish, I like Wofford plus 11.5 in the first half. Then we got Arkansas and Kansas, which should be a fun one. Bill Self against Coach Cal in the 7-10 matchup. Kansas now a 5.5-point favorite with the total at 145.5. I like Kansas in the game. Shop around, see if you can get it at 4.5 potentially. I think Kansas is also a good money line parlay as well. My concern for Arkansas in this game is that Boogie Fland is actually going to play for them, and I don't like that for Arkansas. You guys who maybe followed the sport might remember when Michael Porter Jr. was at Missouri, he was like the top recruit in the country. He got hurt 2 minutes in the very first game of the season. Missouri goes like the whole season playing without Michael Porter. Then he returns at the end of the year for the SEC tournament and for March Madness, and they go 0-2. Because when you have your best player return, a guy who needs a majority of the shots, it messes up the flow and the rhythm. And I think that's what's going to happen with Boogie Fland. He was the leading scorer for Arkansas before he got hurt. Then they had to reinvent themselves. They had to figure out how to play without him. Now he comes back into the equation in your biggest game of the year, going up against a really good defense and one of the best coaches in all of college basketball, obviously a Hall of Famer in Bill Self. I like Kansas tonight. Again, lay the 4.5. Also love them in a money line parlay as well. Then we have Texas A&M and Yale. This will be an interesting game. Aggies favored by 7.5. The total in the game is 139.5. The way that I look at this game is Texas A&M and how focused and locked in are they going to be? Because Yale beat Auburn last year. So they know, and we all know, that Yale is capable of upsetting an SEC team. Yale's just, they're so fundamentally sound. They shoot the ball really well. They run crisp offense. They execute on both ends of the floor. And they have everybody back from that team that beat Auburn, except for Danny Wolf, who's now all Michigan. So Yale's for real. Texas A&M knows it. But what I like about the Aggies is this is a team that was awesome in the non-conference this year. Go look at Texas A&M's schedule. They beat Texas Tech, Purdue on a neutral floor. They beat Creighton on a neutral floor as well. They played a really difficult non-con. And I think A&M is one of these teams that is just glad that they're out of SEC play. They needed to play some other teams, some teams that don't know them as well as these SEC teams do. Their defense is excellent. They're the best rebounding and offensive rebounding team in all of college basketball. And they got a bunch of seniors on their team. You know, they have guys that have been with Buzz Williams for 3-4 years. This is not a team that's got a lot of transfer portal guys. It's a lot of guys that's coming into the program for the first year. This is a team that's been together for a while, and they've been building towards this, and they've been waiting for this year to make a run, and I think it starts tonight. So I like A&M. I would lean towards them, -7.5. Then we have Missouri and Drake. Mizzou's a 6.5-point favorite with a total of 133.5. I am staying away from this game. If you've watched the show this week, you know I really like Missouri this year. I think that they're going to make the Final Four. I picked them on my bracket to go to the Final Four. I looked at them 11-1 to win the region. My theory on Mizzou is that their last year's Bama and their Miami from 2 years ago. Both Miami and Bama had to survive a game early in the tournament. Bama had to survive Grand Canyon, and Miami, oddly enough, had to survive Drake. And that's what Missouri is going to have to do tonight, survive and advance. Just find a way. And I think they will. And if they are able to get past Drake, they're a dangerous team, because when their offense is on and they're hitting their shots, they're as good as anybody. They won at Florida this season, the only team that did that this year. I also like the over in this game at 133.5. I just think even though Drake plays at the slowest pace in college basketball, they're a great defensive team. Like, for a Missouri game to be that low of a total, I think feels too low. So I like over 133.5 in that matchup. I also like the under in UCLA and Utah State at 144.5. These teams like Utah State that are all offense, no defense. Utah State, top 20 in offense. They're like 150 in defense. Usually have an offensive clunker in the first game or two. And I think that clunker is going to come tonight against UCLA. So I like under 144.5. I told you guys I like Gonzaga in a money line parlay piece. I would put Gonzaga and UCLA together -106. St. John's in Omaha is going to be a pass for me tonight. Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington is also going to be a pass for me tonight. But then the game I think a lot of people are most excited to watch tonight is this Michigan-UCSD matchup. A lot of people have picked this as an upset, which I could certainly see. UCSD is an unbelievable story. They're a really good team. But I think we all kind of have our thoughts on Michigan and how they look down the stretch in Big Ten play. You know, this is a team that at one point had won 9 straight games by 4 points or less, but You think about what Michigan has done this year on neutral sites, what they've done on neutral floors. They won the Big Ten tournament, played a pretty difficult non-conference schedule. They lost to Oklahoma by a point and Arkansas by two. So games that could have gone either way. But in this game, unlike those other games, they have a big size advantage. They got a great coach in Dusty May, but they got 2 7-footers down low with Danny Wolf and Vlad Golden. And Michigan does such a good job of getting those guys the ball consistently. I think they're going to do that tonight. Trey Donaldson, the point guard for Michigan, is going to have to protect the ball because UC San Diego is an excellent defensive team and they force a ton of turnovers. If Michigan's able to do that, I like the Wolverines tonight, -2.5 against UCSD. All right, let's look at tomorrow's games. Get into a little PJ pick five here on Send It In. Once again, we're at halftime of Creighton and Louisville. Blue Jays up by 15, 9.5-point favorites on the live line. The total is 162.5. Purdue right now up 29-23 on High Point. Boilermakers, 10.5-point favorites on the live line with a total of 151.5. My pick five for Friday's games coming up tomorrow. This was a team that I've talked about all season, and I really thought I would have them going far on my bracket. But you look at how the bracket's been unveiled and all these 5-12 matchups, right? Everybody loves UCSD. Colorado State as a 12 seed is favored against Memphis tomorrow. The other 5-12 game that we have is Clemson and McNeese State. I just told you guys I kind of like McNeese State in that game, and now with this Will Wade storyline going to NC State, that game's picked up a ton of traction. Has anybody talked about this Oregon Liberty game like at all over the last couple days? Has anybody like given out a pick? Has anybody talked about these two teams? Usually the upsets that happen are the ones that people really don't talk about all that much. And a lot of people aren't talking about Oregon and Liberty. Dana Altman is 7-0 straight up and against the spread as head coach of the University of Oregon in the first round. And here he is as a 7.5-point favorite against Liberty. But we use this word all the time on this show when we're talking about the tournament, matchups, because it's everything. And Oregon likes to play a matchup zone, oddly enough, and Liberty's a team that loves to shoot a lot of threes, and they run really good offense. And I think Liberty, the way that they run their offense and how they shoot threes and how many good shooters they put on the floor going up against Oregon's matchup zone D, I think Liberty not only is going to cover the 7.5, I think they're a good bet to win the game outright tomorrow. So my number one play in the PJ Pick 5 for tomorrow going to be the Liberty Flames +7.5 and money line against Oregon. Next up, give me the Oklahoma Sooners at +5.5 against Connecticut. This game honestly should be like a pick 'em. UConn -1, maybe UConn -1.5, but because it's Connecticut, and because they're the two-time defending champions, and the aura, and because, let's be honest with ourselves, if UConn was only a one-point favorite, how many of you would bet Oklahoma? You'd be too scared, right? It's UConn. You're like, UConn in a pick'em? I can't take Oklahoma. So this line goes to 3.5, and then it goes to 4.5, and then it goes to 5.5, and it keeps creeping up. This reminds me of when FAU played Northwestern last year in the first round of the tournament. You had an FAU team that made the Final Four last year that everybody loved. They returned just about all of their players back. They were going up against Northwestern. It opened at like a 2.5-point spread, and then it went to 3.5, 4.5, and Northwestern ended up winning the game outright. I just think this is too many points. Oklahoma, before they entered SEC play this season, was 13-0 in the non-conference. This was a really good team outside of league play. They also have a good coach in their own right in Porter Moser, who was the head coach for Loyola Chicago when they made it to the Final Four. So I like the Sooners +5.5 against Oklahoma tomorrow. That's going to be number two in the pick five. Then we got Marquette and New Mexico tomorrow as well. I like Marquette. Obviously, after San Diego State's performance against North Carolina, all this talk about the Mountain West, here we go again, not a great league, just blindly fade them. I don't know if I would blindly fade them, but I don't like any of their matchups in the first round, and I don't like New Mexico against Marquette as well. I've talked about it this week. I really think the path sets up well for Marquette. This was a team that brought back a ton of guys from last year. They lost Kolick and Iguodara, but they still have Cam Jones, one of the best players in the country, Stevie Mitchell, great two-way player, and David Joplin. What terrifies you about Marquette is Shaka Smart. Outside of the Final Four run with VCU, he has been a horrendous tournament coach. With Texas, with Marquette, He has not been good at all. And, you know, you got to lay 4.5. So I understand if that scares people off. I just, again, these Mountain West teams, I don't think this year is any different. I think you continue to fade them. Look at how the Big East has looked so far in the tournament. Xavier won last night. Creighton's up 15 right now. Give me Marquette minus 4.5 against New Mexico. I'll also take North Carolina on the money line against Ole Miss tomorrow at minus 130. Normally, I would probably be on the side of Ole Miss, right? North Carolina has this unbelievable game and everybody overreacts. But I think it was everybody overreacting because they didn't think that North Carolina should be in the tournament in the first place. This team has been playing great basketball the last like 3 weeks of the season. Outside of the two losses to Duke, not only have they won every game, they've destroyed everybody in every game. So this is a team with RJ Davis, who's the reigning ACC Player of the Year. They got pros on their team. It's just their coach, Hubert Davis, isn't very good. But this team isn't good because of a lack of talent, because of their head coach. And for whatever reason, it takes them like 3.5 months to figure out how to use his team right. But I think going against Ole Miss, I like UNC to win the game tomorrow. So give me UNC money line at minus 130. Then we got St. Mary's minus 4.5 to round out the PJ pick five. I like the Gales tomorrow against Vandy. I like St. Mary's every year, honestly, because I think their style of play is what makes them such a tough matchup when we get to the tournament. They always are good defensively. They always play at a slow pace. They're always a great rebounding team. But Randy Bennett's team just has really never been able to have success in the tournament. But I think going up against Vandy, this is a good matchup for them. Vandy's had some nice wins this year in the SEC, no doubt. Mark Byington's done a great job. He was the head coach of James Madison last year, who destroyed Wisconsin in the first round. So he's a good coach, and he's got a decent team. I just like this matchup for St. Mary's. I think they're going to force Vandy into some tough shots. I think the way that they play is going to frustrate the Commodores as well. So I'll take St. Mary's minus 4.5. So that's the PJ pick five for tomorrow. Liberty plus 7.5. Oklahoma plus 5.5. Marquette minus 4.5. UNC money line. And St. Mary's minus 4.5. All right, let's talk about some of the other games that we have coming up tomorrow, as we have Purdue up 33-25 on High Point, little over 2 minutes to go until halftime. High Point has not scored a point in the last 2.5 minutes. So High Point down by 8, looking to close the half strong. For tomorrow's games, Mississippi State, Baylor kick things off in the 8-9 game. We've talked about Mississippi State a ton on this show. This is a team that I love to bet on because it's all matchup oriented for them. If Mississippi State plays against the team that has an elite offense and plays at a fast pace, they usually lose those games. When Mississippi State plays a team like them that's slower pace, defensive minded, those kind of things, then they win. Like if Mississippi State was playing St. Mary's, would love Mississippi State in that game. But you look at the Bulldogs. They've got smoked by Bama this year, Florida, Missouri, Kentucky. They can't beat teams with a good offense that play at a fast pace. What makes Baylor difficult is they're a good offense, but they don't really play at a fast pace. So it's kind of like you're getting one but not the other, which is ultimately why I'm staying away from a side or a total. But I would look at Josh Hubbard over 20.5 points for Mississippi State. Josh Hubbard's going to jack like 20-25 shots tomorrow, so he's going to get the volume to get you there. As long as he doesn't shoot like 20% from the field, he should go over that number. So look at Josh Hubbard tomorrow over 20.5 points. Bama, Robert Morris in the 215. Bama's favored by 22.5. They're going to win the game. No real play on the side or total. Would look at Chris Youngblood though, over 11.5 points. To me, that feels like a Youngblood game against Robert Morris. Iowa State, Lipscomb in the 314. No play for me in that one either. Memphis and Colorado State. This is obviously a really interesting game. Only the third time where we have a 12 favored over a 5. It looks like that Memphis's starting point guard, Tyrese Hunter, isn't going to play, so they're really going to have to rely on P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger down low. Colorado State's been one of the hottest teams in the country. They've won 10 in a row, and their best player, Neek Clifford, has been unbelievable. Again, this is the Mountain West, though. And to me, this game reminds me so much of New Mexico and Clemson from last year, where New Mexico was the 11 seed, Clemson was the 6. New Mexico was favored in the game. It looked like a stinky, fishy line. Clemson beats them by 20. I don't know if Memphis is going to beat them by 20, but this is a team that went 29-5 this season. I think we're all down on Memphis because Penny Hardaway hasn't made a deep run yet in the tournament. Colorado State, again, one of the hottest teams in the country. I like Memphis, though, to win the game plus 105 against the Rams. Grand Canyon and Maryland out in Seattle tomorrow in the 4-13. That's going to be an interesting matchup. Terps favored by 10.5. Haven't bet the game yet. Might get involved with some Maryland minus 10.5. But here's something to monitor, which is going to be a factor in the game. This is going to be a road game for the Terps tomorrow. Just like Creighton right now is playing a road game in Lexington against Louisville. Well, the Terps are playing in Seattle tomorrow against Grand Canyon. Last year, Grand Canyon played in Spokane, Washington, and it was a home game. When they played St. Mary's and when they played Bama, their fans, they have one of the best fan bases in college basketball, and especially if they get a game on the West Coast, those fans really travel. So the Terps got to deal with that. They have been better on the road this season under Kevin Willard. This Grand Canyon team isn't the same team that they were last year, even though they have a lot of the same players. It's kind of like FAU. Same players, but just not the same team. Haven't bet it yet, but I would only lay the 10.5 with the Terps. Troy, Kentucky, we talked about this one earlier in the week. This is my big upset of the first round. If you're looking for one, I would look for Troy because nobody thinks Kentucky's going to lose again, right? Nobody thinks they're going to lose again. This is why they got rid of Coach Cal, to get Mark Pope, to get a new head coach so you don't get beaten by one of these lower seeds. Troy is one of the worst three-point shooting teams in college basketball, so we need them to knock down some shots tomorrow. They're just gonna have to knock down some threes, but they have a terrific defense. They played Oregon, Arkansas, they played Houston in the non-conference, so they know what they're getting themselves into playing against a three seed out of the SEC. They're not going to be intimidated, they're not going to be scared, but they got to make their shots. And Kentucky's got some injuries. They got Lamont Butler back, but he's not 100%. Jackson Robinson's out for the year. I think Troy plus 11.5 money line worth a bet in that one. Give me Akron plus 14 against Arizona as well. Tommy Lloyd, since he's been in Tucson, he's had great teams. He has not been great as a favorite, though, in the tournament, and they've certainly lost some games as well. They lost to Princeton, who was a 15 seed. Big upset to Clemson last year in the Sweet 16. So when he had Benedict Mathurin, they lost in the Sweet 16. Arizona's been upset a couple times. I don't think they're going to get upset tomorrow, but I like Akron plus the points. Xavier, I like them against Illinois. I continue to ride the Musketeers. I think both play-in teams, North Carolina and Xavier, could potentially make a second weekend run. So I look at X plus 3.5 and on the money line tomorrow. And then Michigan State and Bryant. I like Marquette to beat Michigan State. Bryant can score. Earl Timberlake's a really good player. If they're able to put up some points, maybe they play a zone defense, force Michigan into a lot of threes. Michigan State's not a good shooting team. I could see Bryant hanging around in that game. So I like Bryant plus 17.5 against Michigan State. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. March is here. The madness is about to begin. Get in on the action with the March Matchups Odd Boost token. Just place your bet, use your token, and if you win, bigger payout, bigger celebration. Don't miss your shot. Grab your Odds Boost token today and make every game a slam dunk. All right, we're wrapping up the show. 2 minutes left here. Purdue's up 35-25 on High Point. 40 seconds to play. Lower scoring game than most thought in that one so far. Louisville and Creighton getting ready to start the second half. Louisville down by 13 now. They were down by as many as 20. Now it's down to 13 as we start the second half. So the Cardinals may be making a little bit of a run in that game. As for our best bets for today, to wrap everything up, the prop lock that I like the best is going to be Vlad Goldin over 18.5 points at minus 125 against UCSD. Again, I like Michigan in the game, minus 2.5, and I think that Vlad Goldin's going to have a great game tonight against UCSD. Their tallest player is 6'8 that they play, just can't deal with the size of Michigan, and the Wolverines do such a good job at featuring Vlad Goldin throughout the game, right? That's why it's never made sense to me how Matt Painter and Zach Edey could get knocked out by, like, FDU when you have King Kong down low. How does that happen? Michigan's going to make sure that doesn't happen. So I like Vlad Goldin at over 18.5 points. Dog of the day is going to be Wofford plus 11.5 in the first half against Tennessee. Again, the Volunteers, last two games, Auburn, Florida, number one overall seed, and now the co-favorite to win the national championship. And now you got to play against Wofford. I think there's going to be a little bit of a sluggish start there for the Vols. Going to be Wofford in the first half. Not like Michigan tonight, minus 2.5. That's my best bet. I like UCLA Gonzaga money line parlay as well. I like Kansas if you can get him at 4.5. But I think my favorite play is going to be Michigan tonight. Like VCU a lot as well. But give me Michigan tonight, minus 2.5 against UCSD. Once again, Vlad Goldin over 18.5 points is going to be my prop lock. Wofford first half plus 11.5 against Tennessee, going to be my dog of the day. And then Michigan minus 2.5 against UCSD is going to be my best bet. Folks, enjoy the best day of the year. Nothing like the third Thursday in March. It's awesome. Make sure you stick around for You Better You Bet as well, live from Mandalay Bay out in Las Vegas. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down all of our favorite plays for Friday. We'll look ahead to the round of 32 on Saturday as well. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.